get up and get at it, Lincoln. It's the Kix Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Are you stupid or something?
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
This unfortunately happened to a manager of a Walmart in 2012. And it's just now coming to light because they're still trying to figure out exactly what happened. They finally did.
Okay.
This guy, assistant manager of Walmart in Maryland. Unfortunately, a guy came into the store, demanded all the cash they had in hand, and he shot the manager in the arm.
Okay.
Well, after a very long investigation by the cops and the FBI, they figured out what happened. So the manager was actually in on the plan and told his buddy, hey, they'll never guess it. Just come in and shoot me in the arm.
Oh, my God.
It'll be great. And we'll walk away with all the money.
That is commitment to a plan.
So, unfortunately, they're both going down.
I mean, he's really the loser here, isn't he? Because not only is he going to jail, he got shot in the arm. Has he been punished enough already?
Has there ever been a movie made where that worked? Where that plan that these guys got from a movie, because there's a million of them,
right?
Where, yeah, dude, just like shoot me, and they'll think that it's like this is at the end of Scream where one of them bleeds out.
Right, it'll prove that we're not working together.
Right. Like, it's never worked. There's no reason to do that plan. That is a dumb plan.
Also, things must have gone badly at some point along the way because you said the FBI was involved?
Yes.
If the FBI is involved in a random Walmart robbery, things have already gone awry.
They might be on to you there,
they might be on to you. But really... is that the literal definition of insult to injury?
I suppose.
That's where that came from?
Once you've been shot in the arm and then ending up in jail, does it say how much money they got away with?
Let me check here real quick.
Because 9 times out of 10 in these...
$400,000.
Okay, that's a lot of money.
Okay, that's a lot of money.
That's why the FBI's involved.
Yes, exactly.
Wow, man. Where was this Walmart? Was this back in Monrovia?
In Maryland.
Oh. Was this on Black Friday? That's a lot of money. My favorite, there are always so many of these where it's like, they got away on foot with $246. They're going to jail forever over $246.
Yeah, he cut his hand off to make it look like he wasn't actually part of this. And his $123 was not necessarily worth it.
Fortunately, the $86 he got away with could be carried in his other hand.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. The Kix 96.9 Morning Show.